Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're back on the road this April with our live show, Cocaine Cowboys. If you want to hear the story of Ireland's love affair with Colombian powder and those who made millions in the gold rush, join us in Galway's Town Hall Theatre on Saturday, 6th of April, Killarney's INEC on Saturday, the 13th of April.
Tickets for Belfast's show have sold out on Ticketmaster.ie, but limited availability remains at ulsterhall.co.uk. That's ulsterhall.co.uk.
The prosecution alleged that Mr. MacDonald, who's a very well-known businessman, a director of the Ballyseedy Garden Centre, a well-known figure locally, but the prosecution alleged that he received, stored and dispatched the machine from his business, and they claim he was due to get €150,000 for his part in the full operation.
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you're listening to Crime World, a podcast about criminals, drugs and the sins of the underworld in Ireland and across the globe.
Businessman Nathan MacDonald is to appeal a decision to refuse him bail after the High Court heard his father was offering €100,000 of his life savings as an assurance. The Kerry Garden Centre boss and his co-accused James Lean are both in custody, charged in connection with the country's biggest ever crystal meth haul. Today, I'm talking with Niall Donald about the details which have emerged from the bail hearings about the state's case against them. This is Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. Niall, there's a couple of things going on in regards to the cases that have been taken relating to the crystal meth seizure in Cork. Two people before the courts, James Lean and Nathan MacDonald, and they both applied for bail.
They have both applied for bail. So people, when they're charged with offences, both Nathan MacDonald and James Lean are charged in connection with the seizure of crystal meth, that record crystal meth haul. I think it's €32 million. So both of these guys had applied for bail in the local courts, but it was sent to the High Court. And you hear this again and again, that if people are looking for bail on a very small offence, that can be given in the local courts, but mostly people have to apply to the High Courts, where you get kind of a full hearing.
Yeah.
And as part of that bail hearing, we hear details of the case put forward by the prosecution. Now, it's obviously not a criminal case where a judge is going to decide that evidence is true and therefore, you know, make a decision on it. But it gives an outline of the case that both of these people are facing. Mm. I mean, there's Nathan MacDonald was refused bail ultimately this week in the High Court. Nathan MacDonald is
because of the flight risk.
Well, the judge basically said that he's facing very serious charges, and that as a result of the seriousness of the charges and the complex organisation that is alleged to have gone into moving the drugs into the country, mm-hmm. that she can't be satisfied that he doesn't pose a flight risk. I suppose you heard kind of, you know, the evidence from his father who offered to put forward 100,000 euros in bail money. And
that was from his life savings, I think he said.
That was his life savings. And the judge commended him, and she sort of said that she can understand his perspective, and there's no, I suppose, I think the term she gave, that there's no doubt in his sincerity in coming forward to the court and offering that. But basically she said that despite the fact that that's his life savings, it wasn't sufficient money.
Right.
Because she's looking at what she said was the overall amount of money involved in this operation. As part of these bail hearings we've had, and the other court appearances, we've had a kind of a description of what the prosecution's case is. And what they've basically described is that this crystal meth shipment that was found came from Mexico to Cork Harbour. It was hidden in a very elaborate, I think is how they described it, and sophisticated operation. It was hidden within this machinery, and then it was due to be moved on to Australia. And it is alleged by the guards and the prosecution that it was a sophisticated plan with a transnational element, and Nathan MacDonald's involvement was alleged to have been at an active level. And the court was told then the maximum penalty for that charge would be life imprisonment, or could be life imprisonment. And therefore, you know, he would, if found guilty, he would definitely face a custodial sentence. And the judge said she was not satisfied that there are any conditions that would allay her concerns that Mr. MacDonald was a flight risk. So I suppose she's saying that given the seriousness of the charge, even though his father had come forward and she commended him, and, you know, he obviously gave kind of, it's, you know, you can understand as a father, you know, he would come forward and you know, but that.
And to explain, I suppose, for anybody who doesn't understand this process, so they've been placed in custody, they're in jail as they await trial, which could take, you know, more than a year. Some people do remain in custody as they face trial. Others are released on bail.
Yeah.
And the money that Mr. MacDonald was offering up of his life savings was basically a safety net should his son not appear in court. If he was so, in other words, he was putting that forward. It's not that the state takes that money. You sort of keep it on ice, shall we say. And his son would have been released from custody, you know, under strict bail bonds, which would be probably to hand over a passport and other things like that.
Yeah, probably sign on or...
Now, had he broken his bail, that money then is kept by the state.
Exactly.
That's how it works, basically. But there was one other little bit, I think, that was heard in the district court, and that was the amount of the crystal meth discovered, 543 kilos, and that has an estimated street value of 32.8 million euro.
Yeah.
That machine, it was called, so it was a machine, right?
Yeah.
And so it was in the port of Cork, but the court heard the machine had been shipped from Mexico and stored in the Ballyseedy Garden Centre since October.
Yes. So, I mean, basically what was said was there was a sophisticated concealment area in the machine to hold that 543 kilos of cocaine, and that the prosecution alleged that Mr. MacDonald, who's a very well-known businessman, he was a director of the Ballyseedy Garden Centre, had appeared, you know, very well-known local person involved with the local Chamber of Commerce, had appeared on TV3 a number of times. So a well-known figure locally, but the prosecution alleged that he received, stored and dispatched the machine from his business, and they claim he was due to get 150,000 euros for his part in the full operation. You know, and in the district court, they also heard that there was footage from February where Mr. MacDonald was allegedly caught operating a forklift and loading the recycling machine into a container.
It was a recycling machine?
Yeah, recycling machine. Yeah. So, I mean, it didn't seem to work. So
this machine was shipped from Mexico, was transported from the port to the Ballyseedy Garden Centre, where it remained since October, and was then examined back at the port.
Yes.
It was due to be shipped on to Australia.
Yeah, it was due to be shipped on to Australia, and the guards in the court, earlier court appearances, have claimed phone evidence which showed that Mr. McDonald obtained details from an innocent party in Australia to get a legitimate shipping address. So they basically claimed there was fraudulent documents going through, and the guards also said that the recycling machine in question didn't actually function and was a cover disguised to conceal the drugs. Mm. Now, Mr. McDonald's barrister has already said that his client did not know there was drugs in there. He's not saying that he wasn't aware the machine had been stored on the premises at this point. But what he's saying is that he had no knowledge that there were any drugs there. Sure. However, the guards have given evidence that that the whole operation pointed to a transnational criminal organization being behind the operation. And they opposed bail and said that Mr. McDonald was a flight risk because of the level of money involved.
And that little small detail about it being there since October. So that's 6 months that machine was in the Ballyseedy Garden Centre. Now, while we're on Ballyseedy Garden Centre, there's been some changes in the directorship of that company.
Because you heard also in court that Mr. McDonald, who, as I said, is a well-known businessman, and that he had been a director of 11 companies with a combined turnover of between 4.5 and 5 million. And since the court case has begun, since he's been charged, those companies have been affected. These companies have been wound down, and that the owner, there's a new company has been set up called Smash Burgers Limited, and that's basically going to take over from the old companies. Staff are written to.
So the Ballyseedy Restaurant Limited ceased trading since this, and Ballyseedy Properties, according to the company accounts from it, borrowed €2 million from Limerick firm Ace Home Centre Limited in 2021, giving it a charge over a number of other assets in the Ballyseedy Group. Ballyseedy Properties Limited is one of the companies where he was. Nathan McDonald, the chief executive of the Ballyseedy Group, and Ballyseedy Properties, sorry, that's the one that had borrowed that money.
Yeah. So you see that the companies have obviously been affected. They have been statements put out, and staff have been told that their new companies are being set up. This company called Smash Burgers Limited. This week we reported on how Nathan McDonald's wife, Jackie McDonald, who's a well-known Instagram influencer, I suppose. She has been named as a director in this new company, along with Nathan McDonald. So we'll see. Those filings are all public documents. Anybody who runs
the
company,
he's remained on it. He hasn't come off the directorship.
He's remained on it. Now it can take time these filings to be made and reported on the company register's office. So that can take a bit of time. James Lean, his co-accused, was also back in court this week. However, his hearing didn't go ahead. He is also applying for bail in the High Court, but it didn't go ahead because of a timing issue. James Lean is facing the same charges in relation to the for sale and supply of the crystal meth. He's also facing an additional charge relating to the alleged importation of the drugs. But his basically, as you know yourself from being in court, these cases pop up and they get put back, and that's what happened to him. So he will also apply for bail, and that will also be heard in the High Court.
Maybe some further evidence will be heard there. Just before we finish up, Ballyseedy Garden Centre did release a statement in late February, basically saying that having worked tirelessly to provide a local hospitable service to the people of Tralee and Kerry at Ballyseedy Home and Garden since its foundation in 1992, the family wish to express our sincere gratitude for the continued support during this difficult time. Our focus is on trying to protect the 140 roles that exist within the company, their families and wider community that the business is an integral part of. I noticed it was open there today. I just actually happened upon the website, the Ballyseedy Home and Garden Centre.
Yeah, I suppose, look, all these things show is somebody is charged and Nathan MacDonald is charged, and then of course there's so many ripple effects, and his father has come in and his wife now, so and they're obviously innocent people, and you know, this is
and his family want him out of custody as
exactly
this
trial, yeah.
All right, well, we'll leave it at that for the moment, because we have to stay within the parameters of what we can discuss legally in this case while it's all before the courts.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Niall.
Thanks, Nicola.
You've been listening to Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. Produced by Ian Mullaney and edited by me, Nicola Tallant. Research assistant is Claude Amini. If you like this show and love true crime, leave us a review. Or why not download the free SundayWorld.com app for lots more stories from Ireland and across the globe.
Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.